There are more than 6,000 restaurants in Manhattan at last count, nearly 20% more than there were 5 years earlier. All that choice has been good for customers, but it hasn't always been easy for restaurateurs. While the top kitchens, places like Per Se and 11 Madison Park, are doing just fine, reporter Jane Black discovered that the neighborhood joints that make New York such a great place to eat, they're struggling to find cooks.
In the good old days, which weren't actually all that long ago, it was easy for Chef Peter Hoffman to find experienced cooks. Hoffman has had a restaurant at the corner of Prince and Crosby in Soho for 23 years. First it was Savoy, a pioneer in seasonal cooking, and now it's Back 40 West, the kind of casual joint where you can eat a burger and fries and still feel like you've done your part to save the planet. But lately, finding good cooks has become something of an extreme sport.
I began to ask myself the questions, like, what's going on? Where has everybody gone?
Where Hoffman used to post an ad on Craigslist and watch the resumes roll in, now he says it's often like this. That, or he gets a slew of applications from people with a few months of experience at places like McDonald's.
I sat down at certain desperate moments and sent an email to every single cook that I knew, you know, food person in the business here, and just said, we're looking, we need people. And what I got back, for the most part, were, sorry, dude, wish I could help you. I'm in the same boat.
No cooks? In Manhattan? Careers in food have never been more fashionable. It seems like you can't flip on the TV without seeing a crew of chef-testants vying for a chance to strut their stuff in New York.
We've brought 17 of the country's most ambitious and talented chefs to battle it out in the Big Apple.
But for the ones who don't win instant stardom on a show like Top Chef, New York is no picnic. The going rate for cooks in Manhattan is $10 an hour, 12 if you're lucky. The dinner shift often ends after midnight, and the commute to a place you can actually afford to live on that kind of money can be long. Matt Farrington, one of the cooks at Back 40, commutes in from Rahway, New Jersey. He takes New Jersey Transit into Penn Station, then the NR to Soho. On a good day, it's 45 minutes. On the weekends, the commute can take an hour.
Could you afford to live in the city on the money that you make here?
No, not really. I mean, no. No.
Shauna Pacifico, the head chef at Back 40, has cooked and lived in the city for 14 years. Over that time, she has rented in Astoria and West Harlem, and now she finally has her own one bedroom in East Williamsburg. Though she's about to be kicked out and is struggling to find a studio in the same neighborhood for less than $1,700 a month.
I do still think it's worth it to be here. I dream of greener pastures on a regular basis.
What does she mean by greener pastures?
A New York City with cheaper rent and an easier lifestyle. I don't know. Can you tell me where that is?
Utopia.
Utopia.
For many chefs, though, Utopia doesn't look like New York. It looks like smaller, more affordable cities with their own vibrant food cultures, like Columbus, Madison, or Nashville. Michael Pernick worked as a chef at Artisanal in Manhattan, and he also helped to open a series of small restaurants in Brooklyn. In April, he packed up for Durham, North Carolina.
New York was a magical place in my 20s. In my 30s, I got signals that I should be looking outside the box, but I stayed because I love my home. Then I hit 40 and literally was like, what am I doing here? I don't want to work as hard as it's going to take to maybe, just maybe, make something happen.
David Levy, a native New Yorker who cooked most recently at Perry Street in the West Village, moved to Portland, Maine. He is now working on opening his own restaurant called Vinland, and he says it will cost him just one-tenth of what it would in Manhattan, or even in Brooklyn. This despite the fact that he found a space right across the street from the Portland Museum of Art, a location that is the New York equivalent of being in busy Midtown and Tribeca at the same time.
Because rent is just so much lower, it gives you a lot more freedom to not drive yourself completely crazy and to take a few more risks.
Risks like using 100% locally sourced food. That means no kitchen staples like black pepper and lemons and sugar, though he will allow himself Maine maple syrup and local honey. Levy and just about every other chef's obsession with getting food from nearby farms poses another challenge for New York restaurants.
I used to say, if it grows in Manhattan, scrape it off. All right.
Clark Wolf is a restaurant consultant based in New York and Sonoma County.
The truth of the matter is people want to be close to where things are growing, where food is really fresh. And this is not the best place.
Still, chefs like Levy will miss New York, at least a little. It's why he's keeping his 917 cell phone number.
It's the only part of New York that's affordable.
For WNYC, I'm Jane Black.